This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This afternoon in Dallas, Paula Jones held a news conference and announced that she will appeal the dismissal of her sexual harassment case against President Clinton. At almost the same time, in Washington, independent counsel Kenneth Starr announced that he has withdrawn his acceptance of an academic position at Pepperdine University in California, declaring that the end of his investigation is not yet in sight. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Independent counsel Starr was harshly criticized by supporters as well as opponents when he accepted a position at Pepperdine last year, and he quickly reversed himself, agreeing to stay on as independent counsel while Pepperdine held the job open for him. But today, Starr said that he's concluded it would be wrong to ask the university to wait any longer.
I had eagerly looked forward to spending many happy years at Pepperdine after completing my duties as independent counsel. The work of that office, however, has expanded considerably, and the end is not yet in sight.
Starr denied that his decision had anything to do with charges of conflict of interest leveled by his critics, because the School of Public Policy at Pepperdine, which he was to head, was funded in considerable part by Richard Mellon Scaife, a fierce opponent of President Clinton's. Scaife spent $2 million to fund a project for the conservative American Spectator magazine to dig up dirt on the Clintons, a project which led, among other things, to the article that inspired the lawsuit by Paula Jones against the president. But Starr said today that he had no connection with Scaife and indicated he saw no conflict of interest.
I have never met him. I have never talked to him. I have had no arrangement, implicit, explicit, direct, or indirect, with him. I am aware of the commentary with respect to the relationship, and individuals will come to their own conclusions about that. But I had to make an assessment in light of my commitment to the university.
Starr said he did not believe that an academic institution should be without permanent leadership for more than a year, and that since he could not be at Pepperdine by August 1st for the start of the new school year, he, along with Pepperdine officials, had decided it was time to withdraw. He said he would not withdraw, however, from his law firm, where he earns a reported $1 million a year, and he said he's giving full time to the Clinton investigation, inviting reporters to, quote, look at my timesheets. Starr also addressed another controversy that has engulfed his office in recent days. Last week, the Justice Department concluded that there was enough evidence to justify an investigation of recent charges that Starr's principal Whitewater witness, David Hale, received payments from individuals associated with the American Spectator magazine and its Scaife-funded anti-Clinton project. Deputy Attorney General Eric Holder wrote to Starr saying that under the law, the independent counsel has the jurisdiction to conduct the investigation, but the Deputy Attorney General strongly suggested that Starr refer the matter back to justice because of a variety of possible conflicts of interest. Today, Starr wrote to Attorney General Janet Reno suggesting that the two collaborate on picking an independent person to investigate. Shortly after Starr concluded his press conference, Paula Jones, in Dallas with her lawyers, walked to the microphones to address reporters and, describing her reaction to the dismissal of her case, dissolved in tears.
I was shocked because I believed that what Mr. Clinton did to me was wrong and that the law protects women who are subjected to that kind of abuse of power.
She said that because of the effect the case has and will have on her husband and two young children, she'd taken her time in deciding whether to appeal, but she said that she decided she has an obligation to other women.
Despite the continuing personal strain on my family and me, in the end, I have not come this far to see the law let men who have done such things dodge their responsibility.
After Jones' press conference, President Clinton's lawyer, Robert Bennett, issued a statement saying, quote, the president has stated unequivocally that Ms. Jones's allegations are false. An independent judge held that Ms. Jones's rights were not violated and that no rational juror could find for the plaintiff. It is unfortunate that our legal system can nonetheless continue to be abused by Ms. Jones's political and financial supporters who wish to harm the president. Most legal experts believe Jones has a tough road on appeal, but the cost of an appeal is small compared to the money spent so far, well over $1 million since the beginning of her lawsuit. And Jones has succeeded before when the odds were against her. Her lawyers conceded today, however, that even if they win their appeal, Mr. Clinton may well be out of office by the time a trial happens. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.